Deterrence in military parlance is, simply put, to deter a potential adversary of the outsized consequences and disproportionate response to any military adventurism. Deterrence is established when two sides possess the means to inflict losses on each other in case of hostilities and hence decide not to initiate hostilities. Deterrence can be conventional, through capabilities of conventional air, land, sea, cyber and space forces, or non-conventional through possession of nuclear weapons and capabilities. Before Pulwama/Balakot in 2019, conventional and non-conventional deterrence averted military escalation between India and Pakistan, especially military incursion in mainland Pakistan by India. Kargil War, May to June 1999, before that was fought across an undefined border termed as line of control, LOC, in Kashmir, where there is a tacit understanding and practice of occasional flare-up on and from both sides. Pahalgam/Operation Sindoor in 2025 ratcheted up hostilities in India, undeterred by Pakistan's conventional and non-conventional military capabilities, launched brazen attacks on some 6 cities in Pakistan proper and AJK. So, the deterrence broke down. A broken deterrence needs to be re-established, hence Pakistan following its strategy of quid pro quo plus equalized its losses and re-established deterrence through Operation Bunyan Marsoos. Deterrence is said to be established when both sides are standing on the equal rungs of the imaginary two-sided escalation ladder, L, militarily and perceptually. This equal status may control further escalation. This cycle of deterrence breakdown and re-establishment can go on, if the escalation continues, which may result into a limited, uni/bi-service war or conflict limited in aim, scope and space, or a full-scale/all-out war. In India-Pakistan's military construct, traditionally deterrence breakdown would escalate into a conventional military conflict that may inch towards a possible nuclear exchange, when continued fighting degrades a weaker Pakistan's forces and infrastructure, results into spatial losses, causes population casualty or threatens Pakistan's existential economic well-being, all understood to be Pakistan's traditional red lines or thresholds. In a nutshell, a conventional war is generally thought to precede a nuclear war. However, Pulwama and Pahalgam have overturned this traditional construct. In today's supercharged bilateral environs, a jingoistic Indian media, in particular, creates frenzy and ratchets up war hysteria, where not only politicians but all walks of an otherwise saner population are driven towards violence, sanctioned and eulogized by nationalistic fervor. Therefore, escalation is fast and higher than usual. Social and even mainstream media whips up sentiments and emotions to unacceptable levels, and perceptual and psychological escalation occurs faster than military escalation.